Yo, we got a crazy story coming out in New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, by this time, everybody have heard about the prison inmate break or whatever like that. It was 11 individuals, and one of the individuals goes by the name of Derrick Groves. Now, Derrick Groves is one of those individuals, let me say like this. He gonna pop your top. He ain't gonna play no games with you. You feel what I'm saying? And he was up in there for 4 years. See, he beat 2 murder charges before. Yes, he beat 2 murder charges before. And he, on the third time, he pled it out on this one. He was awaiting sentences in July. But he bust out. And on one of my last videos, I was just, you know, trying to be funny, giving satire. But the real thing is, they only caught 4 of these individuals and the other 6 are at large. And these other 6, nobody has small charges. Everybody got attempted murder, attempted homicide, first degree, second degree, or something. They was trying to yass something. See, Derrick Groves had a grandmother, and his grandmother made a complaint on one of the detectives named Davis, who was working for the New Orleans Police Department. This was back in the days. So this police officer was hired by a drug dealer, last name Hardy. So Hardy and Davis set together a plan to knock off his grandmother, and that's what happened. So he's been caught up in a whole lot of stuff even before he even knew it. But now he's on the run. I'm pretty sure they're going to probably add another 10 to 15 years upon his sentence. But let me tell you something. Ain't none of these dudes nothing to play with. Steppers, headbusters, people who don't give a damn. Yes, that's who these people are. So y'all better be well and be wary of these individuals. Because if they broke out of jail, they wouldn't do anything. Y'all drop it down in the comments. Let me know how y'all feel.